you love me through my good.
Have you ever told someone you love that you weren't in love with them anymore? So often we tell God that we don't love him through the way we live our lives. But isn't it funny, when we tell the Lord that we don't want anything more to do with him, he never stops loving us.
I'm glad you love me through my.
If you're someone who's been guilty of falling out of love with the Lord, let J Moss help you fall back in love with his singles, Good and Bad.
So glad you love me. Never take your love away.
Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store and download your personal copy today. Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
I even did some things.
Don't go through another day out of the will of God. Let this day be the day you fall back in love with God.
Coming up this week on Midweek Raise the Praise.
An opportunity to practice forgiveness. There's nobody that's left out of this. If you wanted to count your opportunities, it's very possible that each individual may have as many as 30, 40, even 50 opportunities every week to either forgive or to get offended, to get aggravated. And you know, sometimes I think we miss these things because maybe we don't feel like we're into a full-blown case of unforgiveness, but just what about all the little resentments and the little aggravations that we let get stored up on the inside? You know, I think it's a lot of little things that sometimes become a big problem in our lives. And I would imagine that even most people who end up getting divorces, it's all the little things that nobody attended to throughout the year that all of a sudden have become a huge mess. And maybe nobody even knows what's wrong. All they know is they don't like each other anymore and they can't get along. And so they say they're incompatible. And the truth is, I don't know how many people are compatible. My husband and I are very different. I'll tell you, we have to work at our marriage. It doesn't, you know, we just don't get along because we happen to get along about everything. We have to work at it. After 40 and a half years, we still have to work at it. I imagine after 50 years, we'll still have to work at it. And it's a choice that we have to make.
You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNDS Jams, where it's always about Jesus.
Hey, this is your boy Flex. When I'm on the internet and I'm looking for some good gospel music, I tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Yeah. your will and to your way, not my time, but yours.
Have you ever woke up and seemed like whatever could have went wrong that day did? Well, just because your day started off challenging doesn't mean it can't end victorious. Right now, even though things in your life may not be perfect, it doesn't mean your day doesn't have purpose. As Christians, the Bible teaches us that all things will work out towards our advantage because our life have a divine purpose. In the midst of your tests, you've got to learn how to smile. Let Kirk Franklin's single, I Smile, teach you how to smile even when you're going through life's challenges. Download your personal copy today by visiting the Presence in the Spirit online store. That's right. Go ahead and smile. It's contagious. Get your copy of I Smile today. Just visit brothersinthespirit.com and click on the link online store. Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
It ain't easy, bud.
Are you in need of a healing? A healing in your spirit? A healing in your body? A healing in your finances, or even a healing in your relationship with the Lord? If so, visit the Brothers in the Spirit online prayer center. Remember, whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Brothers in the Spirit Online Prayer Center, where miracles do happen.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce is teaching on the subject of forgiveness and why you should learn to do yourself a favor and forgive. The truth is, when you decide to forgive someone, you're actually doing yourself a favor. Here's why. Storing up unforgiveness in your heart will only develop bitterness towards that other person, and it will drain you of your joy. In today's teaching, Joyce will help you discover to prevent this bitterness from destroying your life and why mercy is a central part of forgiveness. Everything Joyce will be talking about today can be found in her book, Do Yourself a Favor, Forgive. It's available on our website at joycemeyer.org. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching on forgiveness.
Well, we're going to continue our discussion about keeping our hearts pure and guarding our hearts with all diligence, not letting bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, strife, and offenses get stored up on the inside of us. Today, I want to talk to you about letting every situation make you better, not bitter. And it really is a choice. It's amazing how one person can have something tragic happen in their life and it just makes them a stronger, better person, and then somebody else can have something even more minor happen and yet they just never, ever, ever seem to get over it. You know, we all have the right of free choice. We all have to make choices about how we're going to respond to situation. I love one statement that I heard that life breaks all of us, but some people are made strong at the broken places. Others just stay broken. It's a choice. You have to stop feeling sorry for yourself if you want God to show Himself strong in your life. And that may seem like an unfair statement, but I think I'm qualified to make it because I had every reason to feel sorry for myself, and yet I found out it wasn't doing me any good. You can stay angry, you can stay mad, but it's not going to change your situation. Why should you spend your life angry at somebody who's out having a good time and don't even care that you're upset? So do yourself a favor. Forgive. Do something for yourself. The party's on. You might as well come on in and join it. Now, if you weren't here last night, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Can't go back over all of last night's message, but we found out that from the story of the prodigal son and the elder brother, that when the prodigal son returned home, his father put on a party. And the elder brother was angry, and he refused to come into the party. Well, that didn't stop the party. They had the party anyway. He just refused to go. And so God wants us to enjoy our lives, and it's up to us whether we're going to do that or not. We all get an opportunity to practice forgiveness. There's nobody that's left out of this. And if you wanted to count your opportunities, it's very possible that each individual may have as many as 30, 40, even 50 opportunities every week to either forgive or to get offended, to get aggravated. And you know, sometimes I think we miss these things because maybe we don't feel like we're into a full-blown case of unforgiveness, but just what about all the little resentments and the little aggravations that we let get stored up on the inside of us? You know, I think it's a lot of little things that sometimes become a big problem in our lives. And I would imagine that even most people who end up getting divorces, it's all the little things that nobody attended to throughout the year that all of a sudden have become a huge mess. And maybe nobody even knows what's wrong. All they know is they don't like each other anymore and they can't get along. And so they say they're incompatible. And the truth is, I don't know how many people are compatible. My husband and I are very different. And I'll tell you, we have to work at our marriage. You know, we just don't get along because we happen to get along about everything. We have to work at it. And after 40 and a half years, we still have to work at it. And I imagine after 50 years, we'll still have to work at it. And it's a choice that we have to make. So we want to start today by looking at some of the great people that we read about in the Bible to see what it actually was that made them great. And to be honest, it's not having a problem-free life that makes you great. It's having the same problems as everybody else, but responding to them in a godly way rather than an ungodly way. Let's take, for example, Moses. Let's begin in Numbers chapter 12. Book of Numbers chapter 12 and beginning in verse 1. Moses had his own brother and sister come against him. Have you ever noticed that it's often the people that you need love and acceptance from the most that the enemy uses to come against you? Wonder why that is. Well, to be honest, if you don't care anything about the person, they probably can't hurt you very bad. But if it's somebody that you care about and somebody that you love and someone that you want their approval and you want them to be for you, then if the enemy can find a way to work through them, then he uses it as an opportunity to discourage you and get to you. Moses was just trying to do what he felt like God wanted him to do. He was trying to help people. But now Miriam and Aaron talked against Moses, their brother, because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite woman. Isn't it amazing how we get into other people's business? I mean, why did they need to care who he married? We have enough stuff of our own to deal with. We really don't need to be getting into everybody else's business. It's amazing how we have to get opinions about what other people are doing. Well, I don't think you should have married her. Well, I don't like her. Well, you know, you don't have to live with her. But there was really a deeper problem, and most of the time, to be honest with you, there is. When we judge people, there's a deeper problem. When we murmur and grumble and complain all the time, there's a deeper problem. If you're a person that is unhappy most of the time, stop blaming it on your circumstances and everybody around you and realize there is a deeper problem. Thank you for your tremendous response. Now, believe it or not, I'm just trying to help you, and I'm not trying to feed you anything that God hasn't made me eat. I'm going to say it again. If you're unhappy most of the time, you might as well stop blaming it on the people around you and your circumstances, and you might as well realize that there is a deeper problem. Thank you. And so they were saying, we don't like your wife, but really there was a deeper problem. And they said, verse 2, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not also spoken by us? So you know what the real problem was? They were jealous and they wanted Moses' job. And so because they wanted what God had given Moses and they couldn't be happy with the gifting, the position they had. Now they had to find something wrong with everything he did to justify their position. I wonder how much of our anger is really rooted in jealousy. The Bible says that we should not covet, and that means we're not supposed to even want what somebody else has. Well, the only way that's possible is if you understand that God has an individual plan for your life, and although He may not do for you what He does for somebody else, He will do something wonderful for you if you can manage to not be jealous of them. But being jealous of other people prevents us from seeing the greatness of God in our own lives. And don't think for one moment you won't be tested. Because while you're waiting, God will probably put somebody in front of you that has what you think you want, and you're going to have to try to learn to be happy for them. Because if you don't ever get happy for other people being blessed, you'll probably never get blessed yourself. Actually, I think that jealousy is a huge, huge, huge problem, and it's really, you know, anger is rooted in jealousy, but jealousy is rooted in insecurity. If you want to just keep going down layers, it really all comes back to us not knowing who we are in Christ and trying to find some kind of identity in what we do or what we own or our gifts or our abilities or our talents or looking better than. Someone else. I want to say something, and I say this to almost every group of people that I get to speak to, but I want you to try to get this. You're never really free until you're free from the need to impress other people. See, I'm not free if I'm up here today trying to impress you. That gives me a big burden. But I'm free if I can just be the best me that I know how to be. And if you ain't satisfied with that, then you better talk to God, because He's the one that put me together in my mother's womb with His own hand. Jealousy is the root of so many problems. Let's read this again. Now Miriam and Aaron talked against Moses, their brother, because of his wife. They didn't like his wife. And then they said, "Well, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has He not also spoken by us?" And the Lord heard it. They were critical, judgmental, jealous, and they wanted His position. You need to stop wanting what somebody else has and ask God to reveal His individual, awesome, wonderful plan for you. Now, that wasn't the only person that Moses had that kind of problem with. And to be honest, when you're blessed, you might as well write it down in your little notebook that you're going to get persecuted. Matter of fact, the Bible actually says if you give up houses, lands, sisters, brothers, mothers, whatever, for the sake of the gospel, you will receive 100-fold in this lifetime with persecution. We don't like those last two words, with persecution. That's part of it. Sometimes I get so tired of people being jealous. It's amazing to me how people are jealous of what you have, but they don't want to do what you did to get it. You know, it wasn't Miriam and Aaron that got put in a basket and the devil tried to kill from day one, and he was raised in an Egyptian household and then began to get this thing in his heart that, well, really, he wasn't called all that. He was called to help his own people, and so of his own free will, he walked away from all that luxury and started a little bit out of timing trying to help people, and then because they were trying to kill him, he had to flee to the wilderness, and he lived out there for 40 years as a nomad. I don't imagine that was much fun. You know, it's interesting. Some of these great men and women of God, we have these long periods of time in their life when God doesn't tell us one thing about them. I call them the silent years in their life. What goes on during those years? A lot of messy stuff, I can tell you. You weren't around when I was holding onto the legs of the furniture in my office to keep from running away from God because the pain in my soul was so intense. I thought I couldn't stand it. Just trying to learn how to do simple things like be obedient to authority because of the way I'd been treated in my childhood. So it's easy to judge where somebody's at after they've gone through and after the blessing of God is on their life, but we don't know anything about people. We just don't know anything about people. We know what we see, but we don't know what we don't know. And we need to just leave people alone, live our life, let them live their life, and stop being angry about what God is doing for somebody else. Because I can tell you the truth, God has no favorites. You reap what you sow. The blessings of God really are for whosoever will. Whosoever will. Numbers 16. Sometimes you don't just get attacked once from the enemy. It comes over and over again. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, one son of Peleth, the son of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the Israelites, 250 princes or leaders of the congregation called to the assembly, men well known and men of distinction, and they gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, enough of you. You take too much upon yourselves, seeing that all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you lift yourself up above the assembly of the Lord? When Moses heard it, he fell on his face in worship. Now, what was their problem? They didn't want Moses to be in charge either. They wanted to be in charge. You think that God's only speaking through you? Well, he's speaking through me too. You think you got all the gifts? Well, I got gifts too. Why should I let you tell me what to do? Who put you in charge? It's amazing how we just don't want to take our part and function in our gift. You know, so many people ask Dave and I how this thing works with me being up here and him having, I guess, what people would call more of a behind-the-scenes position. And I can tell you, the way that it works is because God has blessed me with a very secure man who's not trying to prove anything. And he's not in competition. And he doesn't feel belittled by not having this gift. He's found out that his joy and his peace is attached to his gift. And if he tries to function beyond his gift, then even if he was up here, he'd be miserable. We're always wanting something God didn't give us without realizing that even if we had it, we would be miserable. Don't ever want to be in charge of anything. Unless God makes you. Did you hear me? Do not ever want to be in charge of anything unless God makes you. Because the more you're in charge of, the more you're going to have to put up with. Including the jealousy, the criticism, the this, the that, the something else. But if God has called you to leadership, there's no point in trying to get out of it. Because your joy and peace is attached to doing what God has called you to do. The Bible says the only gift you can have is the one that God gives you. So you better get satisfied being who you are, where you are, and come on into the party. Something that I have discovered, because I'm pretty committed to trying to learn how to walk in love. I've found that that's the main theme of the Bible, by the way. And so you got to get committed to that. But you know, love has side effects. Just like some medicines have side effects, but you take them anyway because of the benefit you hope to get from them. Well, you know, love has a lot of benefits, but it also has side effects. And one of the side effects of love is you're just going to have to get good at forgiveness. If we bottled up love and said, here, take this, but these are the probable side effects. One side effect of love is you are going to have to die to self, give away some stuff you'd rather keep, put up with some people you'd love to get away from, and get really good at forgiveness. See, we just want to get in church and talk about love. Well, I love you with the love of the Lord. I just can't take that anymore. You know, David had Saul repeatedly trying to kill him for years. I mean, you know, David's just a little shepherd boy out with the sheep minding his own business. And God anoints him to be king. I don't even know that he wanted to be king. I think he just wanted to sing songs and play with the sheep. When God called me to the ministry, I was making my bed. I wasn't looking for a ministry. And David was anointed to be king 20 years before he was crowned. Just because you're anointed to do something doesn't mean you're qualified to do it yet. I said, just because you're anointed to do something doesn't mean you're qualified to do it yet. And that's one of the confusing and the frustrating things to us, because we get an idea, a dream, and a vision because of desires that God has put in us, and He puts them in us because that's what keeps us pressing forward. But so many people never enjoy the journey while they're on their way to the crown, because they think they ought to have what they're not going to have until later. And they want it right now. You know, there's a lot of people that have a gift that can take them somewhere, but they don't have enough character to keep them there once they get there. That's what all the silent years are about. Moses got his character, his godly character was formed in him those 40 years in the wilderness. Joseph's character was formed in him those 13 years that he was in prison for something that he didn't do. David's character was formed in him all those years when he was hiding in the caves and being chased around by Saul. Don't think that there's no price to pay for carrying a strong anointing from God. The alabaster box has to be broken for the sweet perfume to be poured out. And brokenness is not a bad word. It can be, but it certainly doesn't have to be. 20 years before he was crowned, he was anointed. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 18. I can almost promise you, before this week is over, you will have an opportunity to use this message. Maybe even before the day is over. 1 Samuel 18, verses 6 through 9. And as they were coming home, when David returned from killing the Philistines, the women came out of all the Israelite towns, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with timbrels, songs of joy, and instruments of music. And the women responded as they laughed and frolicked, saying, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." And Saul was very angry, for the saying displeased him. And he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have only ascribed thousands. What more can he have now but the kingdom?" And Saul jealously eyed David from that day forward. He lost his throne over a song a bunch of women were singing. If you know who you are yourself, you don't have to get bothered by what somebody thinks about somebody else compared to you. How many of you would agree with me today that the real root of all of our nonsense and problems and weirdness and goofiness is all basically it's insecurity? I mean, that's really the bottom line of all of it is, you know, we just don't still yet know who we are in Christ. That we're nothing without Him and everything in Him. And we can rest in Him and trust Him. That if we keep our eyes on Him, we will have what He wants us to have, and we will do what He wants us to do, and no person on earth and no devil in hell can keep us from it. But it's all the silliness, the jealousy, the resentment, the anger, the bitterness, the frustration, the lack of peace, the lack of joy, the impatience. And I can tell you, you don't have to live like that. But you're going to have to make a firm decision to come into the party. Because you can stay outside all day and for the next 200 years, but it's not going to stop the party. God is having a party, and He has invited you in. Look at verse 29, 1 Samuel 18, verse 29. And Saul was still more afraid of David, and Saul became David's constant enemy. You know, this had to stretch David's faith. Look at 1 Samuel 19, verse 11. And Saul sent messengers that night to David's house to watch him. People that are always watching you, that he might kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, told him, if you don't save your life tonight, tomorrow, you're going to be killed. Look at verse 15. Then Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, bring him to me in the bed that I might kill him. 1 Samuel 20, verse 1. And David fled from Naoth in Ramah and came and said to Jonathan, what is my sin before your father that he seeks my life? So every day, day in and day out, this guy's trying to kill him. He's trying to kill him in his bed. He's trying to kill him out in the street. He's trying to kill him. Just kill him, kill him, kill him. Why? Because of jealousy. Well, why didn't God put a stop to it? Isn't that our big question? That's really what it comes down to. Well, God, if you love me, then why don't you do something about my enemies? Why don't you do something about these people that are hurting me and aggravating me, trying to ruin my reputation, trying to steal my joy? Why don't you do something about it? Well, God's got a plan. And He's much more interested in doing something in you than He is interested in doing something for you.
Thanks for listening. Everything you've heard today can be found in Joyce's four-part CD series, Do Yourself a Favor, Forgive. Today's offer is available for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order it from our website by going to our broadcast page and looking for today's radio offer, or simply by typing Do Yourself a Favor, Forgive in the search field. You can also call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
No matter who you are, it's time for you to experience a Joyce Meyer Ministries conference for free. Join thousands as you sit under the biblical teaching of Joyce Meyer and are led in worship by some amazing Christian bands. The next few stops are San Diego, California, April 12th through the 14th, and Louisville, Kentucky, April 26th through the 28th. For more information, call 1-866-C-JOYCE or visit our website at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks for listening today. Again, to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Did you know that gospel music is good for the soul? It can reach way down on the inside and cause your spirit to be revived. Songs like Harvest Time by the City of Refuge Sanctuary Choir. And how about So Many Times by the electrifying The Rhythm of Clark Cole from her album Live from Houston? And what about I Gave It Up by the man himself, Jay Moss, from his brand new album entitled Just James? You can download these and other of your favorite gospel artists. Just visit brothersinthespirit.com and click on the link online store. Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational. Often we desire to be validated by someone, social groups, careers, and personal accomplishments. But on many occasions, we've learned tangible things can be tarnished, removed, or even destroyed. But there is someone we can always count on to be there when we need them. You see, He promised that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we'll ever have to face in this life. And that person that I'm referring to is Jesus. Hebrews 12, chapter the second through the third verse, tells us to look only to Jesus, because he's the one who began our faith and who makes it perfect. He suffered death on the cross, but he accepted the shame as if it were nothing because of the joy that God put before him. And now he is sitting at the right side of God's throne. Think about Jesus' example. He held on while wicked people were doing evil things to him. So do not get tired and stop trying. Let me ask you a question. Which direction are you looking in? This has been another Moment in the Word from Brothers in the Spirit Ministries.
You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNDS James, where it's always about Jesus.
We need to be prayed up. I wanna be so close.
Hey, this your boy Flex. When I'm on the internet and I'm looking for some good gospel music, I tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
Whatever you're doing in this season, please. You gotta tell them for yourself.
Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
Tired of the same old around-the-mills routine? Ready to take your worship to a new level? Whenever you're in Oxford, Mississippi, Elder Smith and New Freedom Ministries invites you to share in their worship services. Come and experience a mighty move of God through gifted singing, anointed preaching, and Spirit-led Bible teachings. New Freedom Ministries are located at 809 College Hill Road in the city of Oxford, Mississippi. For more information, call 662-236-7555. New Freedom Ministries, transforming minds through knowledge and truth.
Sometimes life will produce moments when you can use some inspiration in your life. Let songs of inspiration on BNDS Jams uplift and inspire your soul. Songs of inspiration on BNDS Jams, where the message is always in the song.
I've seen the world in a different light.
Don't let those special moments go unnoticed. It's been said, a picture says a thousand words. Let the lens of Los Angeles based photographer Stephen Williams capture that special moment just for you. No matter if it's a birthday, a wedding, or graduation celebration. Those special moments deserve to be remembered. Just visit stevesimage.com.
It had to be my day.
Hey, this is your boy, born in the ATL. Whenever I'm on the internet and I need some inspiration for the soul, I tune into BNDS Jam, where it's always a praise jam experience for the soul.
Did you know that God, the creator of the universe, has a divine purpose that's uniquely planned for everyone's life? And yes, that plan includes you as well. Purpose in the Spirit's goal is to help take and spread God's love, word, and promises to everyone that He has already predestined for His glory. Your financial support, no matter great or small, will help to make that possible. Consider becoming a partner with Brothers in the Spirit Ministries today. For more information on how you can become a partner, just visit Brothers in the Spirit online and click on the link online giving. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries are empowering brothers with knowledge and tools to change their world.